The forensic crash unit will consider the load a truck was carrying and if mechanical or brake failure were factors in a fatal rollover in the Sunshine Coast hinterland on Friday. 32-year-old Alexander Kosick from North Lakes has been identified as the worker who died when the truck he was a passenger in rolled on Blackall Range Road at Woombye. The truck had been carrying earth-moving equipment and was being driven by a 27-year-old man who was transported to Sunshine Coast University Hospital in a stable condition. A new Containers for Change reverse vending machine is now open at Noosa Council's Umundi Noosa Road Waste Facility. Noosa Council Waste Coordinator Mark Borgett says the first-of-its-kind machine is able to sort and process eligible containers using artificial intelligence technology ready for recycling.
We're always looking at different opportunities to divert waste from our landfill, and you know, this is another opportunity for us to test new technology, and as well as diverting from the landfill, it also provides the community with a bit of an opportunity to earn some money for their recycling.
Also making news, some property owners in Conondale were issued a prepare to leave warning when a bushfire broke out on Saturday. The blaze was fanned by strong westerly winds before fire crews managed to contain it. And Andrew Wallace is spending this week on his bike. The local member for Fisher is launching his annual Tour de Fisher at Kings Beach this morning, which will see him ride to 20 towns over the next 5 days to meet with locals. The Sunshine Coast Falcons have survived the knockout round of the Queensland Cup to make it through to finals. Coach Brad Henderson praising his side for their defence to defeat the Tweedhead Seagulls 37-12. Finals week one will see the Falcons take on the Redcliffe Dolphins on Sunday at KO Stadium. And University Barbarians have claimed their third premiership in a row against Caloundra in the A-grade Rugby Union Grand Final. The scores were even twice during the match, which was also extended into injury time before University eventually went on to claim a 7-point victory. While in the senior women's, the Nambour Toads are the 2023 champions. Despite Caloundra leading with just 10 minutes to go, the final score 26-22.